And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. I mean, goes from Huntsville back to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn. And straight across the line from there to what we get to call, once again, Fort Benning. And then like big old patches of North Georgia, Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. We got a huge following right now on our online streaming of the show every single day. And then all the other stuff we do too. So thank you very much, all of you. We appreciate you more than you could possibly know. Hey, that reminds me, by the way, I got to say, we've been selling some merchandise. So you guys go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. It's got all our stuff on it, rightsidemedia.org. And you got the shop tab. And I know Natalie was here the other day sending out stuff to like Washington State and Missouri and everywhere. T-shirts, hats, coffee mugs. My favorites are the Ben Shot engraved highball glasses that have a 308 bullet embedded in the glass, and it has our logo engraved on the glass, and it says Bulletproof Influence. So check those out. They're all at the Right Side store, and some of our stock's getting low. I think Natalie's going to have to order some new stuff, dude.
It's a great problem to have.
Except when ruffians want their uniforms.
Yeah, the ruffian uniforms.
You know, we need to wear their ruffian uniform when they go out and about. A few more texts before I jump into topic number dos. It's Cinco de Mayo. You see how I did that?
I did, but what you didn't say numero last segment. You said nombre dos, I think is what you said. It's numero. It's got to be numero.
Did I say
dos.
Nombre?
It wasn't numero, is what you said.
I'm so sorry.
I got to be the Spanish police, I guess, today.
Okay. You win. All right. Thomas Mathen says again, he says, it's not surprising that U.S.-based feminist organizations would not be outspoken against men and women's sports, but there is their history of not speaking out against little girls getting treatments to make them grow up as non-women, much less widespread female gender mutilation overseas. Yeah, Thomas, you make a great point. Where are the feminists? They are nowhere to be found. They are basically making themselves irrelevant. And maybe they already were, but yeah, there's that. Going back to the Nike thing, Gary from Decatur says, Nike's major shareholders are liberals. Philip Knight, Mark Parker, Joe Hoke, BlackRock, Vanguard. I'm sure that's true, man. I get it. Doesn't mean they don't like to make money, apparently. So, you know, sooner or later, they're going to figure it out. Fool around, find out, right? Dana from Athens is going back to the chitlins conversation we had. I feel like I should know chitlins. Knowing my roots, my heritage, I probably ought to know chitlins. Says JP, chitlins are pig intestines, squeezed and cleaned, then fried to eat. I don't eat them, but that's what they are. That's called desperation food.
That does not sound appetizing at all. No.
Like I said, the only thing on the pig you can't eat is the oink.
I mean, can eat and should eat are two different things. Yeah.
People eat pig snouts. Don't ask me why. People eat pig tails. People eat pickled pig's feet. Come on.
I've seen dogs eat pig ears for like a
that
treat.
That is true. And then, of course, you got, you know, everything else.
Everything else. I mean, everything else. I guess if like you said, it's necessity food.
And then there's mountain oysters. You know about mountain oysters, right? Okay, I'll let you look that up.
Yeah, I'll look that up.
Mountain oysters. Go ahead and just check out what a mountain oyster is. My audience is laughing right now. They're realizing you're about to get an education you did not want.
Oh, my gosh. Why? Why?
Mountain oysters. There you have it.
I guess they had to make the name, not what it actually was, to trick people.
Y'all, I'm just wishing right now you had seen his face. What are you? Matthew from Trinity says, Nike's given proof to the idea that real Nazis live on the left. Wow. So this is Joseph Mengele-level experiments on human beings. Wow. Oh, that was sobering. There I was laughing, and I came into that text. But thank you, Matthew. Lee from Huntsville says, with regards to chitlins, no, menudo. Menudo is like chitlins. No, thank you. It's not intestines.
It is intestines. Just like tripe.
Okay. And it smells like, and she has a little doo-doo pile when cooking it. I'm not even going to want dinner at this point. Bama Grant from Huntsville. I just lost my text. Hang on a second. Let me scroll back down. Bama Grant from Huntsville says, for pigs, Okay. Yep. I'm just going to stop there. I don't even want to read the rest of that. I'll read it. He says, for pigs, you eat the rooter to the tooter. It's odd, but it's true. JT Lacey Springs is saying once again, chitlins, fried pork, intestines. Okay. Whew. John from Hunt says, Rocky Mountain oysters are delicious. John, we're going to stop. Just stop, John. Jeff from Indiana says, hey, Phil, don't knock pickled pig's feet or pickled pork hocks. It ain't nothing better than a good deep fried pork brain. I'm telling you, man, everything on the pig but the oink.
We got some real rednecks to listen to this show.
It's survival food, man. I'm just telling you. All right, let me jump in. Next topic. Our next topic is not mountain oysters, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Our next topic, I'm calling it the woke mind virus. You know, I hadn't done an Adventures of Woke World in a while, but all my stories did not have what I would call an ounce of something funny in them. You know, when I do Adventures in Woke World, I actually try to make it something you can laugh at, mock, pretend that that's just ludicrous and sort of silly, and yet there they are trying to be serious. Everything I found was more along the lines of people that are just so rooted in their hate for Trump or their complaints about conservatism or their activism against things that make common sense that I thought, it's like a sickness. It's like somebody is literally sick. Oh, wait, what did Elon Musk call it? The woke mind virus. That was his phrase. I'll give him full credit. Woke mind virus. Here's an example. Holding in my calloused former paratrooper hands. So, 1819 News, our friends at 1819 have a story that came out, Sunday, I think. Quoting some of the speeches at the Tide Against Trump rally. You may recall that Trump being in town in Tuscaloosa last week, he spoke at the University of Alabama's commencement exercise. Well, there was a protest down the road. At least dozens of people showed up. At least dozens. A large crowd descended on Snow Hinton Park in Tuscaloosa. The event, organized by the College Democrats, featured U.S. Senator Doug Jones and former U.S. Representative Robert Beto O'Rourke of Texas. President of UA Democrats Braden Vick spoke first, condemning Trump's commencement appearance, calling it a self-congratulatory spectacle of shame. I mean, come on, man. It's the president of the United States, whether you like it or not. He also slammed U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville for daring to accompany Trump to Tuscaloosa, but he did praise Nick Saban and said, you know, it's a good faith attempt to make Trump act like a president instead of a dictator. That's all you got.
I've actually seen some people call out Saban for, like, somehow saying that he's condoning a fascist coming to the University of Alabama by introducing him. It's like, guys,
that's the woke mind virus.
Exactly.
That's absolutely, it eats away at the brain to the point, it's almost like watching someone turn into a zombie. They lose sense of reason. They have no more, you know, control over their faculties, and they just live to bite the next thing. That's all they do. They wander around and bite. That same gathering of dozens at Snow Hinton Park also had a UA professor there named Cassandra Simon. Did you ever have her for a class by any chance?
I did not, know.
Cassandra Simon, harsh words for Trump, calling him a fascist, a tyrant, a dictator. The general message of the evening, says 1819 News, was hate for Trump and encouragement to organize and fight back against perceived injustices. And then, you know, to make it worse, then the keynote speaker is Beto O'Rourke, who's a two-time loser. He's running for everything. Ran for Congress, ran for Senate, ran for president, ran for governor. Beto O'Rourke's message to the crowd, the dozens who were there, says, we're the last best hope for this country. So when you're going to instill hope, by the way, here's how you not do it, all right? We're the last best hope for the country, so Alabama, no pressure. We cannot blank this one up. That's his speech, highly censored by me.
Just saying. What a riveting, inspiring speech.
Riveting, inspiring. This is where the woke mind virus goes. The woke mind virus has no hope. The woke mind virus has no policies. The woke mind virus has no plans. The woke mind virus needs no leadership. The woke mind virus is basically one lament after another, usually turned into anger and extolled and thrust upon people whether they want to hear it or not. The woke mind virus are the ones who snatch the MAGA hats off people's heads on the subway. The woke mind virus are the ones that go and do damage to a Tesla, regardless of who owns it, even though Elon Musk already made his money off of it. The woke mind virus is the one that says, how dare you question me as a teacher keeping from the parents that their kids want to be called by a different pronoun at school. The woke mind virus is a sickness. It's almost gotten to the point of being a mental health issue. You look at it and think, my gosh, y'all, do you sleep at night? I mean, do you have any hope at all? You know what? I was a conservative, and I lived through the Biden years, and I lived through the Obama years, and I lived through the Clinton years, and I just lived with the idea that I was going to push back on it, and I was going to get as much as I could into the next election cycle to try and help bring something around that would change it. The woke mind virus doesn't believe in that. The woke mind virus wants to tear down and throw out. The woke mind virus wants to cancel. The woke mind virus says, how dare you have a differing opinion? That's the woke mind virus. When we get back from this break, I got more. Do I have a call on the line?
You do.
I did not even realize. How long has that caller been sitting there?
Like 4 or 5 minutes. It's not that bad.
Well, John Brown. Let me get, do I have time? Let's tell you what, I'll extend this time. I want to get him in. Wolverine Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Well, yeah, I'm very well. Thank you for asking. Woke hatred of the president, there's no room for that, okay? Hatred is for serial killers, rapists, child molesters, and even at that, God, Jesus would forgive. Now, with that said, look it. Obviously, the president is doing some things that are good that's helping this country, and it's only seems to be getting better with China. Looks like they're coming to the table because they have to, because they're financially all and getting going to ruin.
That's right.
So that's a plus. The border secure, less criminals on the street. And, you know, this the big, beautiful bill will happen probably. And then he'll throw in the no tips, a tax on tips, and then we'll get the Social Security with no tax on it. Those are positive things that for all people, not doesn't matter what party you're at. In the other party, you would think they would say, you know what, maybe we should come to the table and let's try to meet them halfway and try to, we want to be involved in this great economy and do something great for this country. But they don't because of their hatred. And listen, hatred is for serial killers, not for presidents. And I don't want to see any president get assassinated, but there's a people on the other side who want that to happen. Phil, we got to stop this. Be adults. Come on. It's not that hard to do. Suck it up. Trust me, Phil, and I'm kind of long with it. I'll be real quick here, and I'm out. Is that there's so many times where I felt really small when I did something stupid or wrong, and guess what I did? I asked somebody that knew better than me because my ego wasn't that big. That's what we need to do, Phil.
I totally hear you. Wolverine Dan, I'm glad I caught your call, man. Take care. Have a good day.
All right, see you.
See you, bud. All right, take me to the break now. How about that? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number 3 on a Meatloaf Monday. Although at this point you'd think it was a Mountain Oyster Monday. But it's not. It's a Meatloaf Monday. And we're keeping it that way. Just saying. But now I got to get some text messages because we stirred the pot.
We have open,
pun intended.
Yeah, we have opened Pandora's box.
We have indeed. Adam from Athens says, if my texture will work, hang on a second. Adam from Athens says, I've eaten many pots of squirrel stew, never even crossed my mind to suck the brains out.
And it shouldn't.
And it shouldn't cross your mind. Adam, it shouldn't.
Unless you're living in the third world. We're living in America. We don't have to suck the brains out of squirrels. Our founding fathers would be disappointed that we've come this far just to do that.
Jack from Huntsville says, somehow we have traveled far afield from delicious meatloaf today. Yes, yes, we have. I apologize. It just happens. It got away from us. Jeff from Indiana says, well, Phil, now you know what you're obligated to do. The Right Side Cookbook. No, that is not going to, no, that is no. No, 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 no. Dave from Decatur says, mountain oysters are the original sack lunch. Oh, my gosh.
that wasn't what? Good.
Give him some laughter or something on that. You got to find a sound effect for the guy after that one. That was Dave from Decatur. You earned it, man. Lisa from Huntsville says, I inherited an old API cookbook with squirrel recipes. Nasty. Said, by the way, my granddaddy was old school. He ate souse with my grandmother's awesome biscuits. Well, there you have it. Mike from Florence, I bet those biscuits were good, too.
Probably.
They're probably big old cathead biscuits. You ever had a cathead biscuit?
I have not.
That's where you just throw the dough down on the pan as big as a cathead. Just don't even try to roll it out and cut it. Just like wad it up in your hand, throw it down on there, make it this big old lumpy cat head biscuit.
I have had some biscuits about the size of a cat head. So.
Sling some squirrel gravy on it, call her done.
I don't know about that, but okay. Yeah, the cat head biscuits, yeah.
Mike from Florence says, JP needs to watch The Jerk with Steve Martin for the escargot. You've never seen The Jerk, have you?
I don't think so. I've seen a lot of Steve Martin, but not.
It is pretty hilarious. I know you happen to like Adam Sandler. He was Adam Sandler before Adam Sandler was Adam Sandler.
Oh, Steve Martin, yeah.
Steve Martin.
He was before my time, but I've seen a lot of his stuff.
I feel so old sometimes. Lynn from Knoxville says, my grandfather used to tell me about sucking squirrel brains. Not going to happen. Said, however, he would get mad if you shot one with anything but a .22. A shotgun ruined the meat. And no, I've never even eaten mountain oysters or souse. Well, even though you are from the mountains of East Tennessee, Lynn, but thank you very much. Matt from Madison says, you have come too far, too fast, too soon. There's no turning back now.
We're just along for the ride. The show's gone on.
The show is on its own now. Yeah. We're just along. Yeah, we're just definitely just here. All right, let's jump back on the topic. You ready? I'm ready. I'm ready if you are. Can I go now? I mean, if you want to talk about these delicacies anymore, we can.
Nah, I think I'm good.
Okay, thanks.
I think I'm very good at that.
I shall move on. We're in dipper number two, the woke mind virus. Okay, so this is where things take over the liberal mind and they can't even see straight anymore. And they will say the most inane thing. Like, you know, here she is. I'm watching Jasmine Crockett right now on the CNN screen. Oh my gosh. The fact that she's on Senate Oversight Committee is amazing to me. Trump claims the Democrats are in total disarray. And Jasmine Crockett has reason to believe not. Okay. One of her compadres is Representative Ilhan Omar. I'm looking at a tweet from Libs of TikTok with Ilhan Omar sitting in the studio for a CNN interview saying, our country should be more fearful of white men because they're causing most of the deaths in this country. Okay, that's an elected member of Congress with a woke mind virus so deep that she can't even get out of it long enough to realize, first of all, what she said ain't true, and secondly, why was it even necessary to be said? Our country should be more fearful of white men because they're causing most of the deaths in this country, says Ilhan Omar, the Somali activist who happens to be in the U.S. Congress.
Well, I also saw today her saying that she's here to protect the interests of Somalia within the U.S. system, and like how she's dying to go back to Somalia. Well, then go.
I got news. We'll buy the ticket.
Yeah, please.
Right Side will sponsor that ticket.
Yes.
We'll do a GoFundMe if we have to. You can go live over there in Mogadishu and see how much you like it. So that I read that statement from Ilhan Omar because it reminded me of the second article I've got from 1819. 1819 is killing it on some of these stories. This is like a culture war kind of discussion. But right here in our listening area. So I read that. That's Ilhan Omar. She's from what? Minnesota, I believe. Ilhan Omar from Minnesota. And then you see other stories are like, I've got stuff in here from, oh, I don't know, California. I've got stuff in here from, you know, other states. You think, okay, it's out there. At least it's out there. How about this? It's here. It's here. Story from 1819 News, Dateline yesterday. The Huntsville Madison Library book for juveniles teaches racial categories that were, quote, invented to advantage white people to justify slavery, colonialism, and genocide. It's in the kids section, by the way. Just so you know, the woke mind virus thinks this is okay. So a local parent of the Huntsville-Madison County Public Library System discovered a book that was targeted at juveniles, which teaches children to engage in social activism and to teach them that racial categories were invented to advantage white people to justify slavery, colonialism, and genocide. There's two books, by the way. This author is a piece of work. I mean, the author has a broad spectrum of woke mind virus. The symptomology is incredible with this author's virusing. So a local a mother, Carissa Callen, found the book. The first one is called Our Skin, A First Conversation About Race. And this particular book is the one that says, a long time ago, way before you were born, a group of white people made up an idea called race. They sorted people out by their skin color and said that white people were the better, smarter, prettier, and they deserved more than anybody else. And these racial categories were designed to help justify slavery, colonialism, and genocide. Children's book in the library. By the way, the same author is known for another book called Together, A First Conversation About Love, Transgenderism. Main character was a bearded man in a wedding dress. The book actually demonizes and vilifies traditional families. That is the woke, that's some serious woke mind virus right there. Just madness. When you look at it, you think, what would get you to the point that you would, now, listen, that's not even, by the way, that author is not even focused on a topic of choice. There's no cause celeb for this particular author. This particular author is broad spectrum woke mind virus. Like, hey, I know what, let's do one on racism and blame white people for colonialism and, you know, and whatever other words they can think of that are red flags. And then at the same time, turn right around and write about breaking down traditional families and promoting transgenderism, all for kids, by the way. These are all for kids. But then you look at who's in office. It's not just Ilhan Omar. Representative Norma Torres said at a Wednesday press conference, who's she? She's a Democrat from California. Representative Norma Torres said at a Wednesday press conference that every taxpayer in her district, including illegals, is her constituent. Pretty sure that's not true, ma'am. Can I call her ma'am? Is it okay to call her ma'am? Do they accept ma'am nowadays?
You have to ask her first.
Have you noticed, by the way, that members of Congress are not typically called congresswomen anymore?
I didn't notice that until you mentioned it. Yeah, I guess they're not.
It's a thing, apparently.
Congresspeople.
Yes, congresspeople.
Yeah.
Birthing people. Representative Norma Torres said at a Wednesday press conference that every taxpayer in her district, including illegal immigrants, are her constituents. She held the event to promote her, quote, Fairness to Freedom Act, which would require the government to pay for the legal defense of any immigrant facing deportation who cannot afford counsel. What an asinine thing to say. So let me get this straight. First of all, if they're here illegally, you care about them and you serve them as much as you serve your actual, like, citizen voters. It doesn't mean you disrespect them, but at the same time, they're not your constituents. They're visitors. That's like saying, you know, we had a group of people that came here from England to go to Disney World. They did not become Ron DeSantis's constituents. They were visitors to his state. You got people with no records. They snuck across the border. They are here illegally, and she wants to claim they're her constituents. And, oh, by the way, while we're at it, how about this? I want to go ahead and pay for all your legals. So despite the fact that we didn't have any due process when you snuck into the country, we'll make sure you have paid attorneys for due process on the way out. Woke mind virus cannot even control itself. All right, I'm going to take a break. When I come right back, we're going to laugh about something together. You remember that interview that 60 Minutes did with Kamala Harris, the one they edited? They're getting an award. You'll be amazed when you hear for what. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. The woke mind virus is real, y'all. I'm just telling you. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just giving you all the truth you can slap on a bumper sticker. I'm talking about pulling pins on truth grenades. I mean, we got bulletproof influence. I'm talking about saving the world. One soundbite at a time. There. I think I got most of them out. Jeff Mendiana, by the way, checking in, says, actually eating raw squirrel brains is dangerous because several people have become infected with something similar to mad cow disease, so it's not something you want to try.
You don't say.
I just, you know, once again, it was not meant to be done. Just saying. Badger from Athens. I hadn't heard from Badger in a while. Badger from Athens says, Ilhan Omar, one-way airfare, got my donation ready.
Jack from Huntsville also says, put me down for $20.
We're doing a GoFundMe to get rid of Ilhan Omar.
Hey, I'm down for it.
Oh, my gosh. Just listen, it's amazing to me that she keeps getting reelected. But yeah,
they're getting what they deserve.
They're getting what they deserve. Hey, speaking of getting what they deserve, Not really. How about this? Getting more than they deserve. So you remember, JP, during the election cycle, what was it like in, I want to say it was like a month before the election, 60 Minutes had that interview with Kamala Harris. It's very important. Sit-down interview. And then there was that whole thing about one of her answers appeared to have been, I don't know, like edited, like she didn't really say it that way. I think it was on the Israel question, if I'm not mistaken. They're looking at getting an award. Get this. PJ Media, Dateline 2 days ago. 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris, the interview at the heart of President. That's right, Donald Trump's suing over this.
Yeah, and they settled over it.
Because they changed her answer to make her look smarter than she was. Mm-hmm. They actually made it look totally different.
Yep.
Anyway, CBS News is being sued by President Donald Trump for doctoring up the interview. That interview is now being celebrated by the media with a nomination for an Emmy. You want to know what the category is?
What's that?
Most outstanding edited interview.
Well, you
can't make this up.
I guess they're not wrong with the edited. Maybe the outstanding parts are wrong.
But it's like there's no shame.
No, there's not.
This is what the woke mind virus does. The woke mind virus removes all shame. It's more than sociopathy. This is like literally an inability to determine why there should be shame. It's like walking around naked and not even realizing you're walking around naked. Anyway, the article I got from PJ Media says, this was not journalism. This was election interference, now being showered with praise. Stephen Chung, who is the White House Communications Director, he put out a quote on this. He goes, well, of course, it's nominated for best editing because it takes some serious talent to edit Kamala's answer into something that was coherent and understandable, which in the end, they actually failed to do. So they're actually in the middle of a massive lawsuit with Trump right now.
I thought they settled that for some reason. Am I wrong?
Well, apparently not.
I can look into that.
I don't think so. You can Google Trump 60 Minutes lawsuit and see what happens. But here we are. They got an Emmy nomination.
That's just crazy.
For best or outstanding edited interview. And like I said, the woke mind virus does no longer recognizes shame. Like why should I feel shamed? I don't know.
Anyway. Well, it was one of those answers like, do you remember her answer talking about Ukraine where she was like, Ukraine is a country in Europe?
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, it was something, an answer like that in regards to Israel, and they cut out like 30 seconds of it and just gave the last 15. Like, that is blatant election interference.
It's right up there with the Hunter Biden laptop being suppressed. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen. What are you talking about? Surely not. Okay, moving along. Nothing to see here. Did you find it? Is that lawsuit still going? I think it is.
From what I was seeing, I swore. Did CBS settle something different with Trump, or am I just imagining?
There was a defamation lawsuit.
I think that was settled. I think that was what I was thinking of. Yeah. But yeah, this one, $10 billion lawsuit still going on.
$10 billion. Good Lord.
Yeah.
I'd like to be attorney on just a piece of that one.
Oh, yeah.
I'll reduce my usual fee.
Just a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. And then, woke mind virus with about 2 minutes to go here before the break, and we'll change the topic. But woke mind virus. How about this? Red State has an article. Dateline yesterday. I hold it in my calloused former paratrooper hands. Attorney General Pam Bondi is looking into the fact that apparently one Minnesota DA is using race to determine whether to have plea bargains. I kid you not. So Mary Moriarty has drawn scrutiny. And it's apparently part of her practice to say certain races get plea bargains, certain races get better plea bargains, and certain races don't get plea bargains because that's what the woke mind virus does. Mary Moriarty is instructing her prosecutors to consider race when determining possible plea deals, which is not only against the principle of equal treatment under the law, it's actually called racism. But this is what happens when the woke mind virus infects to the point they no longer feel shame, they no longer feel pain, they no longer feel any compunction or restriction upon their actions. Oh, PJ Media, last story. By the way, there's a guy out in California named Representative Weiner. who is constantly...
Don't make me laugh into the microphone.
Constantly. Is constantly at the center of everything that is jacked up about California law. Constantly. PJ Media has a story, Dateline 2 days ago. Why do California Democrats balk at throwing the book at adults who solicit sex from children? Last year, Democrats passed a bill pushed by Republicans that made it a felony to solicit minors for sex. Okay. The Democrat supermajority did carve out an exception, though, for 15 and 16-year-olds. What? They think there's a difference in the maturity of a 15 and 16-year-old. Yeah. But, you know, they've got to go ahead and make some excuses saying that, you know, 16 and 17-year-olds can be a consulting. But bottom line is they're pimping kids, and the Democrats believe they need to keep lowering the age standards. And, you know, that guy Wiener right smack in the center of it. I got more. We got stuff. We got half an hour left. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.